Welcome to another episode of Talk Tovey to Me. I'm Jess.
And I'm Meg, and we're two sisters that love to talk all things business, mindset, self-development, and everything in between.
This is normally part of our weekly phone catch-ups, but hot girls don't gatekeep, so we've decided to bring our combos to you.
Hey, sissy babe.
Hey, boo.
Last F of the year. Actually, I went to write in my notes like the number of the episode, and this will be episode 40.
Oh my God.
That is wild.
Literally.
Also proud of us.
So we recorded last Thursday because Friday I was going into Brisbane to catch up with two of my girlfriends, Katie and Emma. They're both actually psychologists, and whenever we catch up, we just have the most expansive conversations.
We love those friends.
Yeah. We were literally walking and had brekkie, and it was like 3 or 4 hours later and we're like, okay, we really have to go. So that was really nice. And then I went and saw our new niece, little baby Addison. So our brother had his baby. So I went to the hospital and saw her, and she is adorable. I also had a random meeting on Friday. Well, actually, Amber was running the meeting. I was just kind of like
there for decoration.
Yeah. With this guy in the US to sort out something on the back end of our booking system. Because if you don't already know, I'm like the queen of optimizing systems in the back end. So anytime something isn't automated, I'm like, this needs to be fixed. So there was this one connection from our Calendly, which is our call booking system, that goes through to my Asana, and I just wanted to make it so it was just one less step for me to have to manually do. But it was a fucking nightmare, and Amber and I were going back and forth for like way too long. Eventually I was like, I don't want to talk about this anymore, like find someone who can fucking fix it. And so she found this guy in America, and it was actually really funny because he said, yep, that seems like quite straightforward to fix. I can do it in half an hour. And so she sent me this contract for me to like pay and whatever, because she was kind of like organizing it. And I read the contract and it said, we'll fix your problem in half an hour, or something like along those lines. And I was like, can you just get back in contact with him and make sure that if it's not fixed in half an hour, they're not going to invoice us for more, because classic stitch up, they would try and do that.
Also, this is your forte of like, you're a stickler for like getting what you're told you're going to get.
Yeah, fucking oh.
It's giving your Audi, like your relationship with Audi.
And good that I did that, because he was like, yep, no worries. We'll get it done, basically. And then what do you know? It took him like 4 or 5 hours. And so I was like, thank fuck that I said that, because normally when that stuff, like, especially because it had been going on for so long and I was like, just fucking sort it out. I don't want to hear about it anymore. Like, I wouldn't read the contract. I'd just like pay and be like, yeah, let's just get it done.
That's me.
But yeah, thankfully I did. Big girl tings. Then on the weekend, we had Nick's first Christmas party for his clients. And it was just so nice. Like, it was just such a fun night. And I just love, like I said about my Christmas party, I just love seeing the type of people that are there, because it's just such a good reflection of the type of person that he is. And when everyone just gets along and just has a really good time. And then on the Sunday, I went to Brisbane to go to Bianca for lunch, which is like a Italian restaurant kind of connected to the Callao, like in that little precinct, with some of my Brisbane girlfriends. One of them had a baby only a few weeks ago, so it was really nice to catch up. And then the other one just won her IFBB pro card, so it was a nice little catch up with everyone celebrating life and the year.
I love that, a collective celebration of like all of your wins.
Yeah. And yeah, actually on that note, I drove with Beck and Shioni to Brisbane. We carpooled and we just had the best chats as well about like our big goals for 2024, so that was really nice. And just having friends that you can have those conversations with comfortably. And then this week has been, like I said, jam-packed work-wise. I've just had really fucking good conversations with my business mentoring clients, actually a few of my fitness clients. Like, I had a really great conversation with a client who had kind of gone MIA for a bit. And so she eventually booked in a call, and I was like, okay, love this. And we got on the call and it started off.
Can I just add, I also love that like whilst you're the facilitator and the coach and you're there to keep people accountable, there is also like a piece around taking your own accountability and taking responsibility for your own results.
100%. And I feel like that's a huge pillar in our brand, is like being self-led.
Yeah.
So when we got on the call, she was super like frazzled and she kept saying that she just doesn't know like what's going on and she just needs a kick up the bum. She needs a pep talk. She needs more discipline, all of those types of things. And I've obviously been coaching for a very long time and I've also been coaching this particular girl for a very long time. And so I can kind of see through when someone says they just need more discipline or they need to be more held accountable or whatever it is. It's very rarely the case. There's usually like an underlying kind of issue, but I'm also not going to put an issue there that's not there. So it does have to come from her because sometimes it can be just that you need to fucking be more disciplined. And anyway, we were on this call for like a long time. And I kept probing her like probably half an hour in and she eventually said, oh, I think I just need to redo my weekly schedule. Do you think that's a good idea? Do you think that's what I need to do? And I was like, I'm not going to say yes or no, but I just want you to like actually think about if that's actually what you need. And then anyway, one, two, skip a few. I had her like sitting there with her eyes closed and she was kind of thinking about it because she was again like super frazzled and kind of wasn't really, I could tell she wasn't saying what she really meant or felt. And she hadn't given herself time to think about it. And then she just starts bawling her eyes out because I'd asked her something about like, think about when you were, you know, on track, what did life look like? And then what has changed to then when you were off track? And then she starts, bawling her eyes out. And she said that she fell off track when she'd broken up with her ex-boyfriend and she was not able to get out of bed because she was so unhappy. And like, it just obviously opened this huge new conversation about the real reason why she was struggling to get back into it around her self-worth and her self-respect and everything like that. And so we were then able to discuss like where she was at prior to all of that happening and get her back into the right frame of mind. Yeah, prior to like all of that happening. And so I just wanted to share because I think, and I talk about this all the time, but as coaches or facilitators of any kind, it's easy to just give advice without asking enough kind of questions and really getting to the bottom of what the issue is. So that was really nice. And oh my God, you guys all know that I fucking hate filming content. And on Wednesday, I filmed 10 reels in one day. Like, sorry, who is she?
I love that. It's actually funny you say that because you know how we're so like weirdly interlinked with like, we'll be like, oh my God, I just did that. Or oh my God, I was thinking the same thing. Because
we're actually Siamese twins.
Separate at birth, 5 years apart. I was messaging Emily yesterday after our meeting and I was saying I've put into the calendar because we're doing a photo shoot in the new year to get some new content of us in the salon with Lauren as well because she hasn't done that professionally before. And I said I've blocked out time afterwards to film a bunch of reels. We're going to make a list, da, 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 da. And I just, you know how when you've locked something in that you just dread doing and you've kind of got the plan for it, it just feels so much lighter. Like it's, I just love that.
Well, yeah, I worked out what the problem was with why I hated doing it so much in the past, because that's what we do. We reflect and adjust. And I actually scripted all the videos the day earlier. So now I've put in my Google Cal. On Fridays, I script for the following filming on Wednesday.
It's also giving like no one will have seen this back end side of things. But last week when we recorded the podcast, it was an absolute shit show. I was incredibly frazzled. And as we love to do, we've said already a few times on this app, we love to recognize a problem and optimize. So Meg and I, even this morning, we were talking and we were like, we need, whilst we normally plan the pod, like the morning prior to jumping on, we were like, we need to take it a little bit of a step further and plan it further in advance so we've got a bit more time to reflect on what we've planned and do more research or even just reflect on our own answers or our own thoughts or ideas on the theme or topic that we're going to talk about. So it just feels so much better being like
And we actually like locked in a time in the calendar. It was just way more structured.
Yeah.
Because we'd always each week we'd be like, okay, la la la, when are we going to do it? and it wasn't like a set stone in stone thing. Whereas the podcast is in our calendar is like a set thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So we were like, prep was usually just prior to that. Yeah. So don't hesitate if something's not working to work out how you can make it work and actually put it in the cal.
100%. It's like a literally a daily, if not like, you know, weekly thing. How was your week?
My week was good. I've actually been incredibly tired this week. It's uterus shedding week. So I've just.
So is it for me? How random is that?
Well, we're Siamese twins. I feel like I just honored that that's where I'm at this week in terms of like I didn't sleep well. I haven't trained this week and I just didn't try to do anything crazy with my body. But what I did do, as you know, Meg, I rang Meg on whatever night it was and I was kind of having like I'd actually just got my period. So, you know, us gals, we get a bit like we can get a bit emotional or a bit like, you know, in our heads when we get our periods. And I was kind of in this thing where I rang Meg and I was like, I think I'm having a midlife crisis. And it wasn't in a bad way at all. It was like
I was questioning everything.
Yeah, I was questioning kind of what I want my business to look like, what I want my life to look like, who I want to be as a person. And it wasn't a midlife crisis in any negative way whatsoever. But I rang Meg to kind of like unpack my period, probably amplified like the feelings. But again, it wasn't anything negative. It was just like I needed to unpack why I felt that way and what I was going to do about it. So Meg and I were chatting and she's like, I think you need to revisit your vision, yada, yada, yada. And we kind of talked about how I can do that. And I had on my to-do list to like revisit my goals for my business. But what I ended up doing that night is I like revisited how I want my life to look and how I want to look, who I want to be. And so I think that was the most important part. It wasn't just like how I want my business to look for the next 2 years. It was how I want my life to look and who I want to be in the next 2 years and beyond. So that came down to like growing a bigger team and the type of team that I want to have, the revenue goals that I have and the profit goals. So not just obviously the turnover, but my actual profit goals, like revisiting those, my own personal brand. So all of that's going to basically look like a few more hires, both operationally and like in the salon, upskilling myself and my staff, slightly restructuring my week as well. Similar to what you were talking about with your client, Meg, I was kind of thinking like there's a few tweaks I need to make in terms of how my week goes to show up as this person that I want to be, that lives this life that I want to live. And then from a business perspective, it's going to mean adding in these new offers that Emily and I have been working on. So this retreat that we're introducing this year is going to be an annual thing. The beauty business and mindset kind of retreats, the growth of the podcast and what you and I offer through it, Talk Toby to Me. And just that's kind of where my head's been at this week, is kind of refocusing for the new year and revisiting all of those goals and my vision for my life.
I feel like this is the first year where I've actually been really excited to reflect and plan. Whereas normally I would kind of approach New Year's as like, it doesn't really mean anything. Like I just keep doing what I'm doing, not in a bad way, like in a good way. That's also a
good thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Because when I've actually people to be like, oh, we'll wait till January 1st.
Yeah. But I feel like because I, which we'll talk about in this episode, am stepping into this new kind of era of Meg, there's been a lot of power in that. So it's cool. It's exciting.
Yeah. I love it.
I'm really grateful for the conversations that I've had with people this week. Like I have some just really fucking good people in my life and I'm very aware of who is good for me in my life and prioritizing spending time with them. And yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. I went for a walk with Ruby as well on whatever morning and we literally were like for like 3 hours straight. And the only reason we stopped was because I had to go to a meeting. There was one part in it where she like really challenged something I said. And I just love that we do that. Yeah. Like we do that a lot with each other and having those kind of people. And like, that's a very fresh friendship, but she sent me the cutest message because we were talking about like how we just met this year. And she said, we connected instantly in the most seamless way, in a way that I know every second of my time spent with you is well worth it, which isn't always common to find.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like I'm going to say something I'm excited for instead of grateful for, because same, same. So, and also because we're not recording for the next 2 weeks, I'm just going to share a little bit about what I'm about to do. So this is so random, but I'm so excited for this. So tomorrow, Tiana and I made this decision a couple of months ago to do a market stall, kind of off brand.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon everyone listening to this will totally relate to having so much shit in your fucking wardrobe that you want to get rid of, but the whole idea of putting them on my Facebook marketplace or putting them on Depop and having to deal with all those fuckers on Depop that are like, will you take $2.50 less, or on Facebook marketplace yeah. being like, oh, is this still available? Yeah, bro, it's still up, so it's still available. Or yeah. when can you meet? And it's like this whole fucking painful thing. So I was like, who can I go with? Like, who? I was messaging a couple of girlfriends like, well, someone do a fucking market stall with me so we can flog off all our shit for like $10. And then anyway, Tian is in the same boat where like I've got so much stuff in my cupboard that I've either never worn or I've worn once. And it's just like, we're going tomorrow to get rid of all of our stuff. Like, you should see my wardrobe and drawers. They're like empty and it feels so good. And I feel like it's yeah. such a good thing to do to like spring clean for the new year.
Since we did it at mine, I do that like
yeah.
every second day. I'm like, oh, nah, I don't wear this. Chuck it out. Well,
that's the weird
thing. I'm like sponsored by Vinnie's.
Well, that's the weird thing that I have so much is because I do it so often. So it's actually surprising that I have so much, but I think it's like every time I've moved house, I've gone, oh, that's still in great condition and I might wear that next season, so I'll keep it. But I literally went through and went, if I haven't worn this in the last summer or winter, it's out.
Yeah.
And so tomorrow Tian's like, anything that we still have at the end of the markets, we're dropping at Vinnie's on the way home. So yeah. we're literally going to come back. My car is like packed to the brim. So I'm weirdly super excited for that, just to like clear out my house.
It's giving end of 2023.
Fully. And then, because also, which we'll talk
it's
about.
A metaphor.
Like, yeah, because last year was the year I cleared out like the people. And then yeah. this year I'm clearing out the wardrobe.
This year you're clearing out their clothes.
Yeah, literally. And then the other thing I'm so excited for is my little road trip. So, because we won't be recording over the break. And that's something I'm grateful for. Normally, like, I work through randomly a few days through the break because like it's easy, I've got nothing better to do, I'm normally chilling, like may as well work like a couple of days between Christmas and New Year. But this year I've got like 2.5 weeks off and Dylan and I are road tripping because neither of us have met each other's parents because obviously it's a new relationship. So we are road tripping to meet each other's families for Christmas. And we decided to drive just because it was going to be a bit too logistically chaotic to fly. So his mum's in Coffs Harbour. Obviously our parents are in rural Queensland and Dylan and I are both in Wollongong. So we're actually driving from here to Port Macquarie next Friday and staying one night in a tiny home. It's like this off the grid, like little cabiny thing on this lake in Port Macquarie. And it's just going to be the biggest vibe. And then the next day we drive to his mum's in Coffs and stay two nights there. And then drive to the farm on Christmas Day to spend two nights there because we're doing our family Christmas on Boxing Day. And then we're going to drive home via Byron and spend one night in Byron. So I'm just like so excited for that.
Love.
I just feel like it's like wholesome, but also going to be so fun. And like, he's literally like my best mate. So we're just going to be like, I could just picture us like in the car, like carpool karaoke,
yeah.
just jamming out. Like, it's just going to be fun. So I'm really, really excited for that. And then I'll still have another week of holiday when I get back to just chill, beach, reset.
So excited to meet him.
Yeah. I've never been someone that's like, oh, I can't wait for work to be over. Cause I don't work that much in the salon and it's just part of my lifestyle. But this is the first time in a really long time where I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited for work to finish so I can go on this road trip.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I was like, Nick last night said to me, do you want to stay two nights at the Calal after we come back from the farm? I was like, yes.
Yes.
Like, you do not have to ask me twice.
Yeah, 100%. In the spirit of all of that, our episode today is a bit of a 2023 recap and intentions for 2024.
So get your pens and paper out because you can play along at home. Yeah,
love it.
So to get started, guys, a good little prompt to, I guess, remember what happened in 2023, because it's, I don't know about you guys, but it's been a big year, wowie, is to Literally start by just jotting down everything that's happened. Everything that comes to mind. It can be good, it can be bad, it can be neutral, it could be events, it could be like experiences, it could be conversations with people. Anything you think of, just literally do a big journal dump. And a good little hack is to go through your Instagram or your camera roll, and that will like spark your memory a little bit. Or even
your journal and your notes if you do that, either of those things.
Yeah, 100%.
I think also doing that is really important because it's so easy to forget the things that you've overcome or been through and been okay. So I think like, and also, your wins.
Yeah, I was going to say even your wins, because I was actually reflecting when I was doing this about how I'm actually, I mean, it's a blessing and a curse, but like too hard on myself with being kind of an overachiever and not really celebrating what I've achieved this year. Because I found I was in this little like, oh, I haven't done, you know, as much as I wanted to or whatever. And then I was like, hang on a minute, I've fucking actually done a lot.
I love that.
So once you've done that, the first question you can write down to answer is, I am thankful for 2023 because... And within that, you can have questions like, or you can just do these exact questions. Who did you become / how did you grow? What did you learn? And what are you grateful for? Do you want to kick us off?
Yeah. So 2023 for me allowed me to spend so much time on my own. And in that time, purposely choosing to be on my own allowed me to work on myself so much and grow into someone that I'm really proud of being. And you just really can't do that when you're constantly surrounded by people, noise, whatever the case may be. So purposely choosing to be on your own, like intentionally, allows you to go inwards a lot easier than if you have like those outside distractions. So that's what I'm mostly grateful for the year. It also was a big year for me in terms of growing my brand outside of my local area. So growing my brand in Queensland by coming to the Gold Coast and working out of the Gold Coast, like not only did that allow me to see you more and my family and friends more than I would normally, it also, yeah, really allowed me to grow my brand like in the rest of the country.
I feel like, yeah, our relationship has strengthened massively this year. Like we've always been able to lean on each other, but just the connection we have this year is just like different.
I love that so much. So all of that has, particularly like spending time on my own, has allowed me to become like really secure in myself and my own choices. So this year I'm like way more at peace, and it's so much easier to not make things that happen to me mean anything about me as a person. And then the other huge thing is that the self-development that I do now, like particularly this year, but like even more so to the back end of this year, is way more about how I can thrive and less about like just trying to survive. So I feel like 2022 for me, or even 2021 from like a self-development perspective, were really to like stay okay. Whereas now this year, the things I've done have been really like, I'm already so okay that they've been like, how can I thrive or just like level up even further? So that's something I've really loved from the year as well.
The answer to my the question of who did you become and how do you grow is very similar to what you said about being secure in yourself. I wrote down that I had full trust in myself to take action without needing someone else to tell me it was a good idea, and to know that that is like the only way forward, and to be so fine if things don't, in quotations, work out, because they will work out. And I feel like I was writing a lot about who I became. I feel like whilst I've kind of, I guess, had like leadership qualities and authority kind of qualities, like I wouldn't have the business I have now without that, I feel like I really embodied that this year, like being a true leader and, yeah, just being really, like you said, secure in myself.
I feel like I can see both of those things so clearly within you as well, because I remember I can kind of see when that transition occurred from you calling me more often with even just to not necessarily with questions, but just to like validate a decision you were going to make.
Yeah.
Whereas now I don't, like when we talk, it's about, obviously we still talk all the time, but there's less of that.
Yeah.
You'll be like telling me that you've done something rather than, oh, do you reckon this is...
yeah,
like a good idea or how I'm going to do this. Do you think that's a great way to do it? I feel like it's really clear that you stepped into your role as a leader and you've like embodied that more and you've like definitely got so much more self-trust in that, which I love.
Even just when I was talking to Ruby, we were talking about how our next kind of mentor and stuff like that. And I was saying, I feel like I'm at this place now where it's not so much what mentor do I want to have, but rather finding the right people to put in particular roles within my business. So it's less about having someone, yeah, to tell me kind of my next steps and more just I trust that I know the right thing to do. And it's just finding the right people for the jobs.
I love that.
And obviously, if you guys listened to the last few eps, like I got a lot of clarity recently on my next kind of step. So it's a constant changing thing. And I absolutely can guarantee I'll have a mentor in the future, if not the near future. But yeah, it's just a lot of self-trust.
I love that. And then another thing I learned this year, well, I've kind of already said it, but like how good I am on my own. And it was really interesting because I was asking my partner these questions on the drive here to kind of get my juices flowing a bit as well for the ep, but also as like a reflection between us. And he said the same thing, that he's really grateful for like the time he's had on his own this year. And I just also like said to him, I was like, I love that we've both been through that and done that prior to meeting each other, because I feel like that's so important, like when you come out of a relationship, to have that time on your own to reflect on where you could have done better, like what you're not going to tolerate, all of those things that you learn from a relationship. It's so good to have that time on your own to then be able to implement that into your next relationship and like choose wisely and show up as the best version of yourself and all those things. So I just was loving that he was saying, like he said the same thing. And the other huge thing that I learned, possibly I didn't learn it this year, but it was a good reminder this year, that the way people treat you generally has absolutely nothing to do with you and much more about how they feel about themselves or what's going on in their internal world. And that makes it so much easier to like not make things mean anything about you. So this year was just a really great reminder of that.
I love that so much. And actually, I was reflecting on when I'd done these journal prompts in the past. I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but that was like the number one thing that I'd written down that I'd learned.
It just means you can just get on with like doing your own thing, focusing on you. It's so much more peaceful. And yeah, love that.
I also wrote down this year what I learnt was that each new level, new limiting beliefs will come up. And so for context, I feel like I've always been very confident and like I don't really care what people think about me and very authentically myself. But moving into this new era, as a mentor in the industry, I've recognized that I actually had a lot of fear of judgment from other people in the industry. And so I was absolutely playing small. And I think I've mentioned on the podcast, I'm sure I have a few times, about the imposter syndrome that came up and stuff like that. And so I think what I learned is that the self-development never stops. And it's only going to stop if you stop evolving. So it's like, so easy to get to this place where you're like, I'm so self-aware, but you've kind of reached your ceiling of what you can achieve because you're not accepting that these new limiting beliefs have come up.
And I think the more work you do, you don't become more self-aware necessarily. You just like uncover more levels or layers of you that you then need to work on and integrate.
Yeah. Like I feel like how I felt within myself was enough for what I was doing. But now wanting to get to this new level and really step into this new version of me, it requires me to go even deeper and like 10x the lack of care factor. I don't know how to explain it any other way.
And that's like how we talk about like the bigger the goal or the bigger the level you're trying to achieve, the bigger the problems are going to become. They don't go away.
Yeah.
The more you do, they just become bigger and they require a different version of you to navigate that new level.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing that's like, we've talked about this a million times, but the other thing to remember is, and it's so easy to say compared to implementing it in yourself, but no one doing better than you is judging you because they're focusing on their own shit. So
louder anyone, for the people in the back.
Yeah, like anyone worried or judging you or making comments or gossiping or whatever, that's a reflection on them. Because no one above you or doing better than you or doing bigger things than you is worried about what you, like a few years back from where they're at, is doing.
100%. And it's always a reflection of how you feel.
Yes.
Something else that I wrote that I'm grateful for, because I wrote that like me trusting in myself is huge, was I'm really grateful for how Nick and I have grown this year in terms of, like, I feel like he's really stepped into this new confident version of himself, because like me, he's always been very confident in the way that we kind of act and stuff, but the way he speaks now about our future and about his goals and the self-development that he's done and the different kind of events we've been to together and the conversations we have about what we want to achieve and what we're achieving, even just like week to week and stuff like that, just makes me really excited. Like, I'm just really grateful for that.
I love that so much, and I can see it so easily, like so clearly as well, particularly because I've spent more time with you guys this year. Yeah, I love that. And I also feel like it's a reflection on how you show up in your relationship. Obviously, I'm not discrediting all this hard work he's doing and how like the self-development he's doing, but I feel like it would be a very different outcome in a relationship if you're doing this work and then you're being like, Nick, you need to do this work. You need to do this. Oh. You should do that. Like, all you do in your relationship is lead by example.
Yeah.
And I think that's been a huge catalyst for him doing that work also.
Yeah. Like, even recently there was an event that he didn't want to go to because he wanted to work on his business. And I was like, babe, just say you're not going. And he was obviously worried about, you know, what the other people would think. He's just really been able to step into his like true, authentic doing himself. And actually, I remember near the start of the year, he said something to me like, this year, I'm going to do me and I'm going to fucking like
be unapologetic about it.
Yeah.
And I think the people that are in your life, if they are aligned, they're going to support that.
100%. And I think initially it can bring a lot of kind of stuff up inside for other people. But yeah, if they are like supportive, and I think it's also quite inspirational as well.
100%.
And actually I was talking to someone the other day about this, and I was saying how I have fucking solid friendships. Like, I feel really good about the friendships that I have. Not a huge circle, but I feel really good about each one of them. And I don't spend a crazy amount of time with them, but because I really value my business growth and there's things that I want to do. I love spending time on my own and stuff like that. But when you're so solid in your, I guess, like purpose in what you're doing, they don't take that as like they're being a shitty friend.
Coming back to like, you're so consistent with your boundaries and your communication, and you're very clear in what your values are. And because you're so consistent with that, the people in your life, like, again, they're not going to make it mean anything about your relationship if you decide to work on your business this weekend.
Yeah. And so I think like with Nick, for example, he was always like a yes man. Like because he loves doing that stuff, but he's recently realized that actually that's not going to get him to where he wants to be long term. And so that transition is difficult. There's going to be people that aren't going to be like okay with it, but your real friends, whilst there might be some resistance at the start, they're going to be supportive.
Yeah.
And even probably be inspired by it eventually as well. Two more things that I'm thankful for. The first thing is I obviously hired Lauren this year, and she has been an absolute godsend. And just the communication between my whole team is fucking 10-10, and the safety that we have with each other. And yeah, just how much she just takes initiative and she really wants to grow with the business. And I'm just so excited about that. And the other thing from both of us,
I'm is smiling that so big.
We are so fucking thankful for you guys listening.
I actually feel like I could cry.
I know, me too. I am crying.
Like, isn't it? Like, actually, I hadn't really fully thought about it, but the fact that we started this in what, March this year, we haven't missed a week, and we've like gradually grown our listeners over this year, and we wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for you guys, because we'd have no one to podcast to. So,
and like, just how much you guys engage with us and send your feedback and tell us what you love. And also, I'm really thankful to have this space to be so much more, like, share the details of life. Yeah,
and even be more vulnerable, like.
Yes.
And get into the nitty gritty of, like, our businesses and how things are, like, how we do things. And, like,
yeah,
I'm not obviously going into this much detail about, like, my mental health struggles on any other platform or, like,
yeah,
just, like, those things that we go through. And it's just, yeah, we're so grateful that you guys receive it so well. So thank you so much.
Yeah. And I feel like a big part of, because I definitely feel like we've both gotten way more comfortable to be more vulnerable the longer we've done this. And it's because of how you guys engage with us.
Mm.
You make us feel safe to do that. Mm. And like, I do just feel like I'm sharing with my friends.
Yeah.
There's something else I want to add on that.
I'm also really excited for season two.
Yeah.
We're just sitting here smiling so big.
So the next question or journal prompt is, what are you going to let go of from 2023 moving into 2024? So this could be any shitty habits that you have, people, as Jess was talking about earlier, any limiting beliefs or fears.
And then setting intentions on the things you want to embody for the new year. So that could be in your relationships, your health, in yourself, with your career, work, study, all of those facets. So for me, when I answered those questions, I was focusing less on what I'm going to let go of, because I feel like that was Jess in 2022, and definitely more about what I want to embody in the new year. And a lot of that is around refining and continuing to embody what I've done this year. So for me, that's a lot around, like, validating myself, not needing, like, any kind of external validation from a partner or whatever the case may be. And I think that my new relationship, it's still very early days, so I'm fully aware that as it progresses, it's going to start to bring up a lot of things that I potentially need to work on in myself. And I think that's normal in any new relationship. So I'm almost in a weird way looking forward to that coming up so I can really implement what I know I've worked on. It's not really going to be tested until I'm put into those situations that I haven't been put into being on my own for the past year. So yeah. I'm kind of looking forward to, yeah, integrating or proving that I can integrate, like, that work I've done.
And that is what being embodied in something is, because you can know something, but being fully embodied in it is where it's like, it's your subconscious. You don't have to actively think to do it.
And it's really easy to be like, oh, I've done all this work, when you're on your own, because you don't have any external factors that are triggering you. So even in these early days of my relationship, if we're talking about that specific part of my life, that I, and I've said this to you several times, Meg, over the past couple of months, like, I'm so proud of how I have shown up when things have come up.
And I can fucking vouch for that tenfold.
Yeah. So I just, like, I'm really looking forward to, like, as my relationship progresses, or, you know, whatever outcome is going to happen, however the year plays out for me, is, like, I'm excited to put that work to the test. And then,
and can I also just say, on the back of what I said about vouching for it, like, I'm sure you guys already know this, but I don't beat around the bush with Jess, and she doesn't either with me. So it's like, I wouldn't just say that.
Yeah, 100%.
We fucking are truthful with each other.
Yeah, I love that's my most favorite thing about our relationship. And then from a health perspective, I'm really going to focus on, I was going to say focusing on, but, like, it's really a struggle for me. So I can't say I've implemented it a lot yet. Actually, that's a lie. I actually really have, but I've got a lot more work to do in this realm, and that is with a focus on just being. So I'm so
dirty, like, to me,
particularly with the ADD, and, like, I find I can sometimes associate with that a bit too much, and I really want to focus on just being. So less time on my phone, or when I'm on my phone, being really intentional with the use of it, like, being really intentional with my downtime, and on the flip side, really intentional with my work time, so that when I need to or want to just be, I can fully focus on that or not focus on that and just be. And then from, like, a work perspective, just being really focused on growing my business in the ways that I've got the wheels in motion, but growing my business in ways that I am not trading my time for money.
Love.
But just creating a bit more freedom than I currently have now in the structure of my business.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a big emphasis with relationships on meeting new people who are going to expand me and really nurturing those friendships that I do currently have like that. People that, yeah, just normalize having big goals and not no shitty habits. And yeah, I think just really normalizing that next level.
That's actually also a really big thing for me. I just added it to my notes because where I live, I don't feel like there's a huge capacity for that. And I really am going to have to dig deep to focus on that also. I don't even fully know what that looks like yet, but that's definitely something I need to dig into.
Yeah, me too. From a health perspective, I really want to have this thing written in my notes that I can do both. Like in the past, I've had this almost story I would tell myself that if work was really hectic or if I was trying to do something new that was quite challenging, that that was a reason enough to not prioritize training. It's hard to explain because I still couldn't tell you the last time I went a week without training four times a week. Like I'm very consistent with all those things, but I still know I could be better with my, like, even just little things like being consistent with the meals I'm eating day to day because they're so sporadic, and like being really intentional with my training. Because whilst I know I can't do both when it comes to a comp prep and building the business that I want to build, because that's like you literally are losing brain cells when you're getting that lean.
Never going to do that in my life.
Yeah. I just know, like, we've kind of the theme of this whole thing, like, it's fine, but it can be better.
Wow. It can, like, that is our motto.
Yeah. Like, it's good, but it can be always be better. And I think the biggest thing with that is I know I'm capable of it being better.
That is, again, another weird synchronicity between us, but that is exactly what I meant when I said at the very beginning that when I was reassessing my vision for the next couple of years, like, I want to slightly restructure how my week looks, because I definitely, and I know everyone will relate to what you're saying and what I'm about to say, is that I definitely can identify weeks that are more gym focused versus more business focused versus more self-care focused. And I know that I'm fully capable of doing all three each week. And it's just about having better time management and knowing that I can do all those things. It's not about overdoing it, because actually it's, I feel like it's almost the opposite. It's about like balancing those three things.
And I feel like the biggest shift, because like a lot of these things we're talking about, I've already started to implement, or I'm already like embodying, because I'm not going to fucking wait till Jan 1st.
But it's like tweaking progressively.
Yeah. But with that one, I think a big thing that's helped me is actually knowing that they help each other.
Yes. Exactly what I was just trying to say. Yeah.
Which, like, yeah, like it's hard to explain, because
like it sounds like you're doing more, but you're actually making better use of your time.
Yeah. More intention with that side of things. And then I'm just really excited to embody this new era of Mentor Meg.
I love it.
Meg Robbins, as we say.
Same.
I feel like the last probably month has been very transformational for me with my beliefs around that. And like, I've got so much fucking evidence that that's right. And that is like my path. So,
and I also, the exciting thing about all of that is that you actually don't even fully know how those things will unfold for you, for me, for anyone. Like, it could change, it could evolve, it could pivot. Like, it's, that's the exciting part. You have a plan, but like it could evolve in different ways. And that's the fun part.
And that's why doing this kind of reflection is really powerful, because you're not sitting here, like, don't get me wrong, I've written down my fucking 12-month business roadmap. I've done my goals, like, from a
dirty to me.
Yeah, like a everything kind of perspective goals. But this is so powerful because it's about the person you want to be, not the things you want to achieve.
Yeah.
And obviously they work together, but people have resistance to setting goals because they're like, well, what if it changes? Or, and I even think like there is a part of goal setting where you need to be so flexible with the changes that could happen, so you don't like block yourself from opportunities and stuff like that. But yeah, I think this is really, really powerful.
Because when you focus on who you want to be and the lifestyle you want to create, it makes the goals a lot clearer too, because it's easy to sit down and set goals and them not be aligned. So by starting with the lifestyle and who you want to be as a person, you can then go, okay, how do I need to show up to be those things? And then what goals are going to help me to get there?
Yeah, like what are the vehicles? Yeah. And energetically, you will create so much more abundance in your life by just making the decision to show up as your future self.
And that's exactly what I talk about in the masterclass that we have inside my business around attracting your ideal client. It's not even about going, oh, I want to treat clients that are in their 20s and 30s. It's like, how are you going to show up to attract the right type of people into your business? And that's the exact same vibe.
100%. The last question, if you haven't already kind of answered it, because we almost kind of have, but I've got a few more things to add, is what are you excited for? Because this one's so good to just fucking raise your vibrations. And I wrote to just fucking send it in my businesses. And emphasis on businesses because, I'm entering this new era.
I love it.
That I'm not just a online coach.
Yeah, I fucking love that. You can be whatever the fuck you want.
Absolutely. And you can be multiple things at once.
Yes.
And I also wrote to stop playing small because whilst maybe I presume people listening are like, what? You don't do that? Like, I know what I'm capable of and how I'm holding back.
Yeah, I agree with all of the above wholeheartedly.
And then one more thing is I'm so fucking excited to just have more overseas travel with my favorite humans because we've got lots of exciting plans.
Same.
What are you excited for?
All of the above.
Yeah, fucking
the same.
Let's go.
Let's go.
We would love if you guys want to share any of your answers with us in the DMs, because I'm sure you know we fucking just love having these kind of conversations. And especially if you feel like you need some big sissies that are going to normalize all of this if you don't have that in your life. So please slide into our DMs or even voice message if that's what you like to do.
Speaking of sliding into our DMs, I just want to share a couple that are really, I just fucking love them. So someone who's DM'd us before sharing a bit about like some big things that she sadly had to navigate this year. She sent another DM last Friday saying, hello, thanks for the potty today. If you look up to my last message, you might see it's been quite the year. Separation, moving house, losing friends who don't align, figuring myself out, all the things. Firstly, I wanted to say that Fridays are my favorite day of the week as I have a routine where post journaling, gymming, quick walk outside, I always kick off my weekly reflection time at my desk with your podcast. Not all topics are relevant to me being an employee, not a business owner, but I always get things out of the episodes. I've got goosebumps.
Oh my God, same.
And I feel like I've had such a huge growth journey that you guys have supported me through via your content. Oh my God, I feel like I'm going to cry. It's wild how listening to you both speak and be so real and honest drives internal reflection and growth for me. It's something I've never done, so I'm thankful. In today's ep, you said to share as we do things that lean out to grow and challenge and be uncomfortable one thing at a time and to share. So I've done a thing. In a local Facebook group, have found a post about a book club for gals my age. I stalked for a bit, then I messaged and have joined. I have a book to read, new people to meet, and feel a big step towards slowly building who I am in my circle. Thank you.
Oh my God.
I have wet eyes and goosebumps.
I know, same.
And there's another message that's very related to what we were talking about earlier in this ep. I was having like a bit of a combo with one of our listeners in the DMs, and she was asking about whether we've talked about the topic of like loneliness of being a new business owner. And then we were chatting about that as she's responded saying, thank you so, so much. This reply means so much. I guess mostly just adjusting to that imaginary shift that happens in friendships so fast. It actually was so unexpected to see the friends that stick around and want to see you strive versus the ones that just disappear. You're constantly asking yourself what you did and why they don't want to see you succeed. I'd love to hear your experience. Like, did you both just have to just make the hard cut and really find people you wanted in your circle? And I think that that is so, so prevalent to what we've been talking about, that when you start to make those decisions that like align with who you want to be, the people that are meant to be in your life will stay and the people that aren't will naturally fall off. And I just love that we're creating that conversation around that.
Yeah.
So we trust you found value in that episode. As always, if you can please share it with someone who you think would find value in it too, we'd really appreciate it because we want to help as many people as possible and it also helps us grow the pod.
Thank you so much for listening this year.
Thanks, guys.
We love you. We will see you with new setups. I'll have a new chair, a new camera in 2024.
Love it. Thanks for listening. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Merry Christmas and a happy new year.